interest. Take a listen.
Dr. Ndansi Elvis, a public health expert. Hello, doctor, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be on this program.
Today we are going to talk about stress management, but first of all, what is stress?
In a nutshell, we can talk about stress as a response, you know, your body's response to a demand.
All right. Can you tell us some of those stressors? What causes people to be stressed?
I would like to use a very basic approach that our audience can understand. We are not in a psychiatric class, but imagine that we live in a world where we interact, you know, with an environment. And so the stress is caused by our interaction with the environment and also as a result of our appraisal and interpretation of meaning as a result of that interaction. So when we interact with our environment, we can have circumstances that, you know, we perceive now as either risky, dangerous, devastating, damaging to our personality. So our interpretation is what gives the more stressful circumstances that we go through. So if you want to know about the different kinds of stress, you talk about, you know, the survival stress. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the internal stress that you go through, it's about worrying about the things that you really cannot do anything about, you know, and this is one of the most important kinds of stress to learn how to manage. Every human being grow up to as an adult, bringing along all his life experiences, his ideals, his values, his ethnic belief, religious belief, and all our interpretation to the different aspect of environmental triggers depends on our different beliefs, you know, values, and how we grew up, especially from childhood. That is why there is a circumstance that can trigger you to feel stressed up, but another person will perceive it as normal. And this also has to do with our personality types.
Can you say that Cameroonians are stressed up?
Oh, of course, very much.
What are those factors that favor stress in Cameroonians?
The first thing is we have to look at the different aspects that actually stress us up. We have environmental stress, as I talked about, the response to things around you that can cause you stress, such as noise, maybe crowding, pressure at work, family, you know, those are environmental stress. Even fatigue at work also is another source of stress, you know.
But how do stressed up people manifest that they are stressed up? Can you just look at somebody and say, okay, this guy is stressed up?
Oh, yeah. It also has to do with mood disorders, because when some people are stressed up, their mood might change. That's your own physical way of identifying that they are stressed up. And sometimes you can see their mood, their social interaction has been affected. And maybe
about
some
behavioral change.
Yes, those now are coping mechanisms, which of course we are going to get into how people cope with stress, the different things that they do. Let's look at simple things in our day-to-day life that actually triggers this intense emotional feeling that we call stress. You know, the death of a loved one can trigger it, a divorce, you know, a loss of a job, increase in financial obligations, especially we'll talk about Cameroonian context now. Getting married, which is even a happy experience, but getting married can actually cause you a lot of stress.
Not getting married.
Getting married.
Wanting to get married to the desire.
That's why we said the feeling could be either good feeling or negative or bad feeling.
All right.
But moving into a new home can also be a stressful experience. You know, chronic injuries and illnesses, emotional problems like anxiety, anger, grief, especially guilt. A lot of people go through stress because of guilt. Even a feeling of low self-esteem. There are some people whom among their peers just feel low, gives them stress. And then taking care of an elderly person in the family who is sick or a family member can actually bring an intense emotion. And traumatic events such as natural disaster, those who have run away from their homes as refugees, you know, suffering from a kind of remnants, memory remnants of violence such as rape, unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. Some people who just want to do everything and they want to, you know,
they want to be perfectionist.
And so you can be sure that, you know, with such attitude, you would always be prone to situations of stress.
You spoke earlier about coping mechanisms. Where does that come in?
Yeah, coping mechanism is the way we deal with stress. I always talk about two major approach. The first one is the solution oriented response, wherein you attack the source of the stress. And the second approach is emotion-related approach, wherein you change your perception of the situation so that you get a feeling of self-confidence and you deal with it. So if we want to talk about stress management, some people indulge in caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine. This is the first no-go area as far as stress management is concerned, because it can lead to dependence, and all those substances also have adverse effects
on
our health. We can indulge in physical activities when we are stressed up. Just a walk can actually relieve you from an intense emotion. Get enough sleep. If you sleep between 6 to 8 hours, it actually helps to avail your stress situation. Also, relaxation techniques.
Like yoga?
Like yoga, for those who know it. But sometimes, one of the relaxation techniques that I've seen it really work is self-affirmation. In your office, you can just pause everything you're doing for some 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and just tell yourself some good things. Say, I'm bound to succeed. You know, I deserve serenity in my life. And you repeat it like 10 times to yourself. That's self-affirmation. Those are some relaxation techniques techniques. Once you say those things, they take you back to a certain point of stability.
They say breathing. There's a particular way
breathing
of breathing
techniques.
Yeah.
If you train yourself, your breath help to be able to contain, you know, air into your lungs over a period of time before releasing it. Like you take and you stay there and you relax. Actually, it's like exercise,
about
but it's very
times?
Well. You can do that like 5 times, maybe in the next 3 series,
okay.
And that could be very helpful.
All right.
Another way to manage stress is you can talk to someone, and I always say talk to the right person.
And talking to the wrong person can instead aggravate.
Yeah, it can aggravate it. Talking to the wrong person, you better stay with your stress, because he can rather make the situation dangerous.
He can take it to be a topic in the neighborhood
exactly.
And in the meetings.
If you are a man and you're divorced and you're taking it and trying to perceive, and you talk to a bad friend, my brother, you leave that thing, so that woman go take all your property. You don't die. So the guy perceive it as dangerous,
uh-huh.
And it becomes more stressful to him.
Indeed.
I say keep a stress diary. This is strange, but you can keep a stress diary. So each time you try to remember a circumstance in which you were very stressed up, you can write it down.
Uh-huh.
What was that circumstance? With whom were you at that point in time? What happened? How did you manage it? So if you have that diary, it can actually help you to see what was the outcome of how you managed that stress. Was the outcome satisfactory or not?
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually know how to manage that circumstance if it
in
comes
future,
up again in
yeah.
future. They always say take control. Take control over your situation. Don't let it be as if you're already devastated. Don't let the situation be perceived as if it has already overtaken you,
like
such that you have no control.
You, yeah.
Time is one of the big stressors. If we don't know how to manage our time, it stresses us a lot. Another thing is learning how to say no. A lot of people don't know how to say no. They accept everything because they want to please everybody, they want to appear nice, they want to be loved, that they fear rejection. And so every assignment, everything you tell them, yes.
Yes, sir.
So to our audience, learn how to say no at least in 2018 for those things you can't meet up with. One of the things that kills us is when we want to be loved by everybody. It's an impossibility.
Even Jesus Christ who gave his life to us.
Just do the things you can do and let the others, you know, go. And one of the last things I'll say is that we have to always rest when we've discovered that we are not feeling sound. And to all bosses out there, please, when your worker is really down, don't push and push and push. Always grant them permission for them to rest when you see that they are really tired or their health is not okay.
And please let us go on our annual leave.
Exactly. Annual leave is very important because that is one of the only moments somebody goes out of work, gets some relaxation and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It actually plays a good impact on our psychology and help us cope with stress.
All right. Thank you very much for stopping by. It's indeed very handy for the year, and we hope that we can be able to have a stress-free year.
Award-winning Willie Sane Mokwe Nkeng. Time for us to go digital and talk technology today. Now, the art